Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast where we talk about what's big, sad, and fun in the week of sports.
Wow.
My name is Jay, and I'm here with my co-host.
Edward. So sometimes you go by Jay, sometimes by James.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Do you just interchange them?
Yeah, I went by Jay most of my life, and then when I got to college, I dropped the AY off it and just went by the letter J because that's cool.
Like Homer J. Simpson?
Yeah, exactly. And then when I got to seminary, I did the same thing. And then when I started working here at Northside Church.
So when you got to seminary, you stayed just the letter J?
Just the letter J.
Gotcha.
And I was the letter J and still am to most people outside of Northside Church.
Gotcha.
At Northside, Dr. Gill was like, we go by full names here.
Gotcha.
So everybody here calls me James.
So as much fun as that is, let's get into it.
No, let's talk more about my life and my name. It's Super Bowl week, Edward.
It is. Super Bowl's coming up.
This is one of the best weeks of the year. National holiday situation coming up.
And I mean, you were even voluntold that you were hosting a party.
I was voluntold that we are hosting a party. That's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about Super Bowl.
We talked a lot about it last week,
but we did.
I think there's, last week, we also covered more of the championship games.
That's right.
Whereas this week, we can just kind of get into the nitty-gritty, if you will.
So let's talk about has anything changed since last week as far as who we think is going to win this game? Let's start just with the big
thing. So I want the Eagles to win.
You do. I want Kansas City to win.
Well, okay.
The Eagles are a terrible franchise from hole in the ground known as Philadelphia.
All that is true. I like Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Well, Alabama guy.
I'm sorry. He's an Oklahoma guy, too. So he should be the thing that we rally around. If he didn't play for the Eagles, I would be on your team. But as we know, the Eagles are terrible. So I think KC, I think Patrick Mahomes, I think Travis Kelce, I think.
But I think the Eagles kind of got there because the 49ers, ran out of quarterbacks.
Yeah, so they shouldn't even be there. They are.
But, I mean, and you know, you still.
Faceless, false franchise.
But I'm also getting in early. Because I think the Chiefs are going to be the Patriots of this era.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not liking them.
Getting in on it now.
Yeah. But, and you know, and I heard this from one of the 49ers players, and there's no telling if it's true, but he was like, you know, we weren't able to exploit what we saw in the Eagles secondary because we didn't have a quarterback. And it's like, a lot of me is like, okay, that's what I would say too if I lost. So then the other part of me is like, Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to exploit that.
Yeah, well, it seems like he has the ability to do that. This young kid, I think he's going places.
Patrick Mahomes,
yeah.
You know, he could retire and walk straight into the Hall of Fame.
There's been three times in the history of the Super Bowl that the best passing offense has played against the best passing defense. The first two times were the Ravens versus, I believe, the Giants, and the Ravens obliterated the Giants in 2000. The second time was just a few years ago when Denver and Peyton Manning rolled up there and got a safety in the very first game, and the Seahawks obliterated.
I remember watching that game. That was a really boring
game. The third time is going to be this Sunday. The best passing defense versus the best passing offense of the NFL, and a lot of people are expecting that to go Philadelphia's way.
I'm looking at the rankings right now. They're very similar.
Yes.
I mean, the Eagles offense is third overall. Chiefs are first. Let's
not forget that the Eagles also have great offense.
Yeah. And, you know, it's one of those, but you can never count out Mahomes and Andy Reid.
That's the thing. And here's the thing.
Which I think that's much like Brady and Belichick. That is just an absolute match made in heaven.
It is. It absolutely is. And they've got so much experience on this particular stage, right? And the Eagles are rolling up in here. None of these guys have been in the Super Bowl before. I mean, maybe a few holdovers from the last time they won just a few years ago.
Yeah.
But for the most part, all the major players are different.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a new coach. We're looking at a whole new batch of people coming into the Super Bowl for the first time. And I just don't know. I don't know if this. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if this Eagles team is good or not. And you know, and the stats, the rankings, that's one thing. But you know, when they lost Hurts for a couple weeks there, they struggled. Even though their Minshew did, you know, just about as well as Hurts did, but they struggled. They lost that game. Hurts
is another dimension.
Is he 100%? Like, his shoulder's still bothered him. You can kind of tell that.
Yeah, but I think, you know, 2 weeks off, I think he should be okay.
The other thing that's suspect, though, is Kansas City's defense. I don't know anything about them. I can't name you one person on their defense. And I am a world-class NFL analyst, and I can't name one person on that entire defense.
Well, and it's a lot of that.
Oh, Chandler Jones.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
I was about to say, something's coming.
Something's coming.
There's a dog in my neighborhood called Chandler, and so I was running through all the dogs in my neighborhood growing up.
There was a TV show in the 90s called Friends, had a character named Chandler.
Yes.
Chandler Bong. That's Ms. Chandler Bong. Little Easter egg out there for those who are sports/Friends fans.
I was going deep in to see if Jordan Davis was hurt or playing. He seems like he's playing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other reason why.
Everybody's going to show up and play for this game.
Yeah, you'd hope so. But yeah, I mean, and I think a lot of that, why we can't name very many people on that Kansas City defense, even though they're very accomplished.
Yeah.
But it's just, I mean, that's, you have an offensive juggernaut.
The question is, that's right. That's, they're getting overshadowed.
I mean, yeah. Which, the question is,
can they pressure Hurts? Can they get to Hurts? I think that's how they have the best chance of winning this game, is to get Hurts rattled.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't even have to necessarily get him on the ground, but you have to get him rattled, and you got to commit turnovers.
Yeah.
So I think Hurts only had like 4 turnovers the entire season. Which is insane. But to the game that they lost.
Six interceptions.
So he only had one game, though. I think it was against the Bears early in the season, maybe. Or maybe against Washington, where he had 2 interceptions in one game. That's the only game this season.
Which is efficient.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, can they get to him? Can they pressure him? Can they get him off his mark? Can they get him running? Mm-hmm. And then when he starts to scramble, can they get him on the ground? You know, like that's the thing.
Well, and even just getting him scrambling a little bit, even though he's a quick guy.
Yeah. You kind of want him. You want him out there running around, because that's how you that's how you end his night quickly, I guess, is one way to think about
it. Well, you wear him out, and you know, it's obviously harder to throw on the run. But
you would think it is, although, you know,
some guys are good at it.
Let me change the angles. Let me throw my one comment about the Cowboys out here per episode, at least.
It moves the needle. There's a lot of Cowboys
Dak
fans.
Dak Prescott is best when he's on the run. And I don't know if it's because desperation makes him focus.
Maybe.
But that might be
it. Well, and you know, sometimes it changes the angles a little bit that you're going from.
That's right. That's right.
But you'd think it's easier when you can set your feet to deliver a football.
So I know that we may have done this last week, but let's go ahead and pick a winner, pick a score, and then got some fun prop bets for the people out there.
Oh, yeah.
So who do you see winning? You want Philadelphia to win, but who do you think is going to win?
A lot of me thinks.
Tell me you like Philadelphia, but you're actually going to pick Kansas City.
I think, all right, I got your exact score.
All right, let's hear it.
30-33 Eagles.
Wow, okay.
So the over is at 50, so we're going to take the over.
Yes.
I would also like to say that I was right last year. I got the score right last year.
Did you? You got the exact score?
Yeah, pretty close to it.
Okay, well, pretty close is not exactly right.
I did, however, say that the Rams would win but not cover, which I nailed. But
well, yeah, we're gonna update these during Super Bowl week next week next year. I'm gonna take the Chiefs 31-27.
Yeah, that's still over.
I'm still taking the over under, which is one of our first prop bets of the day. Is it set at 51? I guess we're both going over on that.
Yeah.
We talked about who's
put all of your money on that.
I mean, this is going to be a blowout of both teams. I mean, the score is going to be blown out.
I'm thinking it's going to turn into a shootout.
That's what I'm looking for.
Despite the fact that it's 2 very good defenses.
So let's before we get to our fun ones, let's do some more that are related to the game itself.
Yeah.
Who's going to score the first touchdown? Both team and player. Who do you think scores the first touchdown here? And you can't pick a quarterback unless you're going to pick Mahomes or Hurts for a rushing touchdown.
Who brings the ball over the goal line?
Right. Who brings it or catches the ball over the goal line?
I'm going to go Devontae Smith.
Okay.
First quarter big play.
Okay.
A 30-plus yard.
Yeah, 37-yard touchdown in the back of corner of the end zone.
Well, no, I'm thinking he catches it on the 5 and runs in. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably more realistic, huh? You know, the easy money's on like someone like Kelce, I guess, to catch over the middle into the numbers, in the letters, so to speak. But I'm going to take Isaiah Pacheco.
Because it's so hard to, it's such a random thing.
Right. Who has any idea?
And, you know, what I said is what, you know, what would happen if we were playing Madden?
That's right.
Yeah, football's not Madden.
I miss playing Madden.
Well, you still can.
Do you have Madden?
No.
All right, well, here's what we need to do. Folks, if you're out there listening and you really enjoy Big Sad Fun, help us raise money.
We're going to start a Kickstarter
campaign for PlayStation 5 with two controllers and Madden. And then we will keep you updated on our Madden conquest. Let's see. What else we got here? Most points in a quarter. Do you have a guess on that?
I'm going to go, I think we have a...
So this is about both
big,
teams.
Most, big first
most
quarter.
Points scored.
Total from both teams.
Both teams, yeah. Okay.
I think we have a big first quarter.
Okay.
And then we hit a bit of a lull.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go the first quarter of an offensive explosion.
All right.
And I don't, it's not all, all the points won't be scored there, but I'm going to go at least,
you know, that's
at least 21 points to be scored in the first quarter.
So that was going to be my move to go first quarter because I thought that both these teams are going to come out. You know,
fiery.
They're coming out fast, right? I guess no one has a plan to come out slow, but both teams are planning to come out fast. But since you took the first quarter, I'll take the fourth quarter when the defenses are tired. You know, people are tired chasing Jalen Hurts and Mahomes around.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. I'll take the fourth quarter.
That's kind of what happened last year.
24 points.
It's like the fourth quarter, everyone got tired of blocking Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
And then
I mean, that's what happens, right? You get tired. All right, so we have a big matchup along the in the trenches here as well.
And this is honestly where I think the game will be won.
Yeah.
Because this is two very
absolutely.
Good offensive and defensive lines.
So we got an offensive lineman named Wiley for Kansas City.
Yes, whose name completely escapes me
versus,
right now.
Versus, Wiley, I think is his last name.
Yeah.
Versus J.J. Redick? Is that what I have here?
Just put up my...
versus a defensive
Hassan
beast. Hassan Redick, yeah. Hassan Redick for the Eagles. Redick has 16 sacks this year, and
Andrew Wiley
has let up 9 sacks this year, which is pretty dang good.
Especially in this day and age, like
absolutely, yes.
That's
so
tough.
If these two are going up against each other, what do we think? The over under here, we'll set it at 1.5. Do you think?
And
Redick,
you know what's so funny to me about football?
all the uniforms and the mascots.
So, but an offensive lineman. Can play an amazing game hold a defensive lineman to one sack, right?
Yeah, right.
Amazing. That guy did his job on one play out of all of them.
And yet he gets
he will get up and celebrate. It's like, I've been whooping your tail all game. But, you know, I'm going to actually...
I'll let you pick. You go one way, I'll go the other.
One second. I'm going to go Hassan Redick gets a sack.
It's a sack.
Yes.
So I'll get. I don't want to cheer for Hassan Redick to get 2 sacks, but I'll say he gets no sacks. That's a way to go. That's bold.
You think he just gets shut?
Yeah, he
which
gets
it
shut
could happen.
Out.
I mean, Wiley's a solid tackle.
Okay.
And Mahomes has some legs.
So those are the that he does. So those are the prop bets that are kind of
more
contained
serious,
within
yeah.
the game. Here's some fun ones. All right. So we just pulled these from the internet. We did more research for this particular episode of Big Sad Fun than we've ever done for the entire show.
Which I would like to say was about 15 minutes.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. All right. So the national anthem is one that people love to bet on. And right now it's set at 205. I think, I don't even know who's singing the national
anthem.
That's what
I'm looking up right now.
Looking up right. So our research is not quite
exhaustive. I think that I know, but I don't want to go... on air.
Is it Roseanne Barr? Because she did a great job back in, I think, the 90s when she sang the national anthem, I think, for the...
Chris Stapleton. That's going to be good.
That's going to be good. And you know what? He's not a showboat. He's a guy who likes to do his job, and he takes this very seriously. I'm going to go under 205.
I like that narrative. I really do.
But
that man loves to do some runs. You know, all that. Like,
I'll say
that, and
can you see?
And it was set at 205, right?
Yeah, 205.
So I saw something where...
What is the natural length of that song?
Country singers have gone over 202 a lot recently. Now, what's funny is, because they rehearse that so much, people will stay outside of the stadium because it comes through. And also, they rehearse it with the flyover.
Oh, yeah.
So people will time it and then that gets out. But so I'm going to go.
I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go over just to.
You're going to go over.
Yeah, right. But we got to time it.
So I'm going to go 201. Oh, there'll be a clock on screen. You know there will be. They'll let you
I
know.
Hope so.
They'll let you know exactly when it's over.
There'll be one online for sure.
All right, so Rihanna's doing the halftime show this year, which should be pretty good. She's yeah. pretty fun. There's a big question as to
hey,
whether
quick,
or not...
James, name your three favorite Rihanna songs.
I Love the Way You Lie, Umbrella, and some other songs that she did. I don't know. I only know two.
All right, you know, that's better than I thought you were going to do. So what the...
I love the way you lie.
There were two, right? There's Hair Color.
No. Hair Color was one of them. But anyway, the question, though, a lot of people are asking are, is, you know, who's she going to get to come out, right?
Yeah, because they always
have
people
been,
come out.
She's been in songs for a bunch of people, including Eminem. And the bet that we have, or the one that we're going to talk about, is we could throw Eminem here, too, but is Jay-Z.
He did last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So is Jay-Z going to make a halftime appearance?
I'm going to go yes.
Why not? You know, I saw him on the sideline.
I mean, he's like a sports agent now.
Yeah.
He's got a sports agency.
When was the last time he performed live on television?
I'm sure recently.
I just don't know. I saw him on the side of the court for the LeBron Kareem situation.
Rihanna was there too.
So there you go. Maybe they talked it out right there.
I hope so.
So yeah, let's say he does. I'm gonna say he does too, because I think Eminem is a possibility as well. Although, like you said, he did it last year, but
he did it when he was in Detroit.
He doesn't have anything else to do.
That's
so,
true.
So come on, Eminem.
Now she is a great performer, so yeah. I don't think that she needs a lot of people. But I could see her bringing out a lot of people just
for fun. Right?
Yeah, just for the fun of it.
Yeah, she's gonna do a great job. Let's see. So apparently one of the big things that happens during the Super Bowl or at the end of big games like this is somebody proposes to somebody.
Yes, it happens. We see it on the social media every year.
I remember when...
And then BuzzFeed makes a stupid article.
I remember when Chad Ochocinco proposed to that cheerleader, although that was not during the Super Bowl and it was not real.
It was not a real proposal.
But I do remember that happening.
You know, the more we've learned about Chad Ochocinco, the more I really like him.
I always thought he was kind of fun. He's like a...
He lived in the facility for like 2 years because he was so cheap. He didn't want to buy a place.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. He is like a less talented version of Terrell Owens, but maybe more entertaining.
I could see that. And less talented there isn't a slight.
No, not at all. Terrell Owens is probably the greatest receiver of all time.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so...
So what do we think? Is there going to be a marriage proposal or not?
I'm sure there will be.
I'm in the mood for love simply because you're near me. I will go with yes. Yes, there will be a marriage proposal.
I think there will be. I don't know who, and I don't really care.
It'll be. I don't know who's married.
Exactly. I don't know the players.
Isaiah Pacheco. I'm going with him again.
You said his name in the beginning.
I got a lot riding on Pacheco for this game. He's going to score
probably,
the first touchdown.
Probably saying his name last
and
name
he's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Or boyfriend.
Or boyfriend. I suppose that's a possibility these days. Although I think we would have heard more about that if that had been the case. All right. And then we got we've got two here that are fun. Really fun, in fact. For those people who don't really care about the game at all, probably won't even watch a minute of the game.
Hey, Elizabeth, this is for you.
Elizabeth, this is for you.
I know you aren't really listening, but no, right now,
just listen to a sports podcast. But the commercials are, I think, a big fun thing for everybody. And one of the fun prop bets I saw on the old internet was, will there be a Heineken commercial before there's a Budweiser commercial? And I got to tell you, Heineken's a huge underdog on this one.
Yeah, they are. I mean, because Budweiser, you know, when you hear football, you think Budweiser.
You think Budweiser. You think ribbit.
God, those commercials. And all the Clydesdales and the dogs.
And the Bud Bowl they used to do was really fun.
But, you know, I'm going to go, yeah.
You think so, huh?
I'm going to say that they have a first quarter time
slot. We are going to have an import beer commercial on the Super Bowl before the American Classic Budweiser, which is owned by a European company.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Hey, they call themselves the King of Beers, and I don't recognize kings in this country.
I'll go with Bud on that one, though. That's a safe bet right there, I think. But if I were to choose between a Budweiser and a Heineken, I think I would take a Heineken.
Well,
but that's not really
that's neither here nor there.
Yeah. Give me a Corona, and I'll be happy. okay, and then our last one is really funny, too. It's about rushing.
Okay, Elizabeth, you can check that
this
out.
This is, yeah. Thanks, Elizabeth, for showing up for a minute. All right, so Jalen Hurts is a little bit of a running quarterback. Oh, you may have heard this. Now, it's not maybe his primary thing.
Runs like
but
a deer.
He likes to move. He likes to move around. And you may or may not know about this, but golf is a sport, and it happens. And there is one particular matchup, golf match, I guess they call it tournament.
There you go.
Happening this weekend called the Waste
Big sports fans over here.
Waste Management Open.
Oh, this is the fun tournament too.
Yeah, right.
This is where they all get drunk and throw beers around.
So the question is, what is the final score of whoever wins the Waste Management?
Oh, the final round.
The final round. I think it's the final score. So it's the all four rounds put together.
No.
Yeah, I think it is.
That would be
60 or something.
Nope.
Wouldn't it?
That would be like, because you score 60.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
It's like that would be like 300.
Right. The final round. So it'd be happening that Sunday. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all right, yeah. Big golf guy right here. You're looking at. I once scored an 81 once on 9 holes. So that's pretty good.
I thought that was going to be like a random athletic achievement.
No. It's a pretty basic one. So the final round, whoever wins the final round of the Waste Management Open, their score versus how many rushing yards Jalen Hurts is going to have.
So we're looking at, because the guy who, or the low score on Sunday would probably be in the 60s. You know, the mid to high 60s, I would guess.
Yeah. It'd be somewhere between 60 and 70.
Yeah. That's how numbers work.
Right. It probably won't be 57. And you know, although if it is 57, that would be amazing. That would be a record.
If it's 57.
That'd be a record or something.
Yeah.
If it's 81, that'd be an atrocious day.
If right? Kim Jong-un's playing, it could be a 19.
Could be a perfect score.
No, a perfect score is too unbelievable. It would be 19. But I'm going to go with over because you got to think.
See, Jalen's going to have over.
Because I think they're going to get Jalen off his mark, and he's going to scramble a little bit. I think he's going to, I got it. You know what's going to happen.
Do this in one play.
You know what's going to happen.
Let's hear it. Let's hear the play.
Okay, Jalen's going to be over it.
Okay.
He's going to be over the number.
Yeah. Oh, and he's going to get set.
No, he's going to knee it at the end.
Oh.
And lose 2 yards. And
could you imagine?
That's happened on these things before.
My goodness. I've heard about a story like that. Let me tell you a story real quick. We got time for this. No, we don't. Never mind. All right.
We'll save it for another time.
So you're going to say over.
I'm going to go over.
But then in the last 2 minutes.
Well, that's just a funny thing I thought of. But no, I'm going to go over.
I think
he has like 80 yards rushing.
I'm going to say under because I think they're going to put him in the ground. All right. Well, that's the Super Bowl. Let's go Chiefs. I'm big on the Chiefs to
fly,
win this thing.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
We got a couple of things in our big segment this week, which we're just going to mention and let them sit out there in the ethos and try
how you pronounce that
figure
word?
Ethos. Yep.
Ethos.
And so something huge happened this week, and I stayed up late to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron James.
I stayed up late,
finally
too.
Becomes the all-time leading scorer.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
It was a huge deal, right? And they had the whole ceremony. They paused the game right in the middle of the
game.
Which
I thought was kind of funny.
I thought it was funny and also probably not necessary.
You know, one of my favorite things about that is in the picture of him shooting it, you can see the guy down low calling for the ball. It's like, buddy, he's not going to pass it.
To be fair, though.
I mean, he's doing his job.
I stayed up to watch it, and I was like, it was midnight when it happened.
Yeah.
And
it was tough on the East
Coast.
And
it was their third quarter, and I was like, man, is this going to – he had 8 points, I think, in the first quarter. I'm like, this is not going to happen tonight.
Yeah.
You know? But then he started going – he went on a tear in the second quarter.
The worst thing would have been if he went, like, under that night, and then it was like – all right, you need to score 8 points tomorrow. Like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, that's anticlimactic.
Right. I was hoping he'd get it when he needed like 60. You know,
yeah,
that would
be
fun. So, but he does break the record. He scored 36 points to break the record, and then he scored 2 more points the rest of the game, and they lost by 3.
Which is the main thing there.
It is, because they needed that game. But also the emotional drag on everybody. You stop the game. I feel like if you don't stop the game, you just continue to play.
Yeah, no. I get why you have to stop. Like, I completely get it, but it's tough. But that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
He's the greatest of this generation.
That's carefully chosen words, my friend.
And I mean, he's been fun to watch. And
we're gonna talk more about him here in just a minute. But I wanted to just
I know
mark
you're listening
that.
To LeBron. Congratulations.
I wanted that. Yes, thank you, LeBron, for everything you've done for us. I wanted to mention that here in the big because that is a huge deal. If it wasn't for Super Bowl week, that would be an entire show right there. And the other huge thing that happened this week was the NBA trade deadline.
Which was huge, a wild
huge
day.
Huge moves. The Lakers got better. A little bit. Just by losing Westbrook, they got better.
Well, I think that helps.
The big winner, obviously, is Phoenix getting Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And I guess they're a lock for championship now.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Hawks beat them last night.
That's true.
Granted, without Kevin Durant.
So,
and Devin Booker's hurt. But.
So there are some caveats here.
Yes. We beat Chris Paul.
Which I think and I could do probably on a good Tuesday night.
And the Hawks picked up,
that guy
whose name I can't pronounce and I'm not going to even try it, along with, Bruno Fernando and another fella.
Did you get better? Do you feel like you got better?
Yeah, I think.
Did
and
you hold
also,
on to Collins?
Yes.
You did. Okay.
Which is what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I think any move that gets rid of Collins, we get worse as a team. I understand the sentiment of some people, like he's not a great fit for this offense, but he's better than what you're going to get on the trade market.
This tells you how much I watch basketball and how closely I follow the Hawks, but I did not realize you guys traded Cam Reddish last year until this trade. I was like,
Oh, yeah, because he got traded again.
Yeah, he got traded again.
He just hopefully figures it out.
Yeah.
You never know. Because he's a very talented guy. Hopefully he figures it out.
He's got time.
We got rid of the big, goofy white guy at the end of the bench who I always liked. Can't think of his name off the top of my head, but Frank Kaminsky.
Yeah.
Kaminsky.
Oh, yeah.
Kaminsky. Yeah.
I liked that kid. I watched him in college.
Yeah. Great college player.
Wait for the Whiskey Badgers.
But great. But, you know, I'm sad to see him go. Hopefully he gets more minutes.
I didn't realize that the Hawks had him.
Yeah. He was just kind of riding the end of the bench.
Did he?
He got in a couple games. He's been good.
Was he drafted? He wasn't drafted by the Hawks.
No, we picked him up in a trade.
Okay. That's the thing about the NBA. If you're not like a superstar, you get moved around a lot.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Kevin Durant has been all over the place.
Yeah.
But it was a fun trade. There's something fun about whatever. There's a big day in sports and it happens at weird times.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the day because everyone's just on their phones.
Uh-huh.
And like you're texting all your NBA friends about it. And then like Woj, his Twitters, I'm sure everyone's just refreshing on it all day.
Oh, yeah.
And also, I loved how often 5 second round picks were thrown around.
I know. What was up with that? I saw that.
That's so many picks. And like second rounders, you rarely hit on them.
I mean, that's not that. They're worthless. Basically.
I mean, you need them. They're at the end of your bench.
You got to fill
and, you know,
fill a roster
like,
spot.
Draymond Green was a second round. Like there's obviously there are exceptions, but chances are those five guys aren't going to be.
Yeah, they're nothing.
Yeah.
They're garbage. That's straight garbage.
They're better than us, but, you know.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
For the second round out there who are listening to our show,
please come on the show.
We love you. Come on to the show and explain to us why we care about second round.
Yes, give me some money.
All right. So that's
for the PlayStation 5.
Yes, indeed. You can get us at Twitter, at Big Sad Fun on Twitter. All right, so let's move to so huge week in sports.
Yes,
a lot of big stuff going on.
Because of that, there's not a lot of sad going on.
There's not a lot of sad, but there's some funny sad. We'll call it funny sad.
Yeah, I'll go there. I can make it sad.
Your boy Brett Favre.
Well, hold on now. Well, your boy O.J. Simpson. Like,
so Brett Favre is suing our guy Pat McAfee, as well as Shannon Sharp for defamation.
And Pat has been very, whenever Brett Favre's name comes up, Pat has been very much in calling him a scumbag.
For those of you who don't know out there, Brett Favre stole a bunch of money from poor people in Mississippi, in a roundabout way.
Allegedly. But it from all the, and he hasn't seemed like a good guy. There's been a lot of stuff.
I mean,
which we don't need to get into.
While he was playing football and everyone cared about what he was doing on the field, which was most of the time pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
Although there were moments like, there too. There was a bunch of other stuff happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That would have brought him into question. Now, he does have the CTE. And
probably.
He has mentioned that before as a thing.
And I would say that too, though, if everyone was calling me crazy.
That's true. But, you know, who knows how much that actually plays into any of this. But
there are a lot of people with CTE who don't steal money from poor people. You know,
he's
like Roseanne saying, like, Ambien. Like, there's a lot of people who take Ambien who don't tweet out racist things.
That's true.
Oh, sorry.
No, I get what you're saying. You're exactly right, though.
Yeah.
But in any case, not to give him an excuse or to even try to talk about this with any kind of real in-depth analysis, I didn't know that you could sue for defamation if you were a famous person.
I mean, I thought there was a legal, if there is, like...
Maybe it's libel that you can't.
I think there you can if you can prove that there was a monetary issue.
So somebody calling you...
Because, like, you know, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, that was all...
That's true.
That was all defamation. But, you know, what I think is interesting about all this, and kind of what I think the story is here, and... But the amount of goodwill that Brett Favre has burned...
Yeah.
It, like, and not to get political, but it's like... Giuliani.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. He was America's mayor.
Yeah.
And now he's like
he's a weird lawyer. but yeah, it's
no, you're exactly right.
It's just it's wild and like a lot of times, man, all you have to do is just A, not steal from poor people.
Yeah.
And B, just keep your mouth shut.
And yeah, and just go away. Go away quietly. Yeah. For ten years and you can come back.
You can go coach high school football, which is what I think he was doing there for a little while. Yeah. And I'm sure he was very good at it.
And now nobody wants to touch him or talk to him.
Yeah, but it's like
And to come out and sue someone like Pat McAfee, who is having a good time doing what he's doing.
And Shannon Sharpe, who's the same way. Yeah, like, but it's clear that he's going after the two people who can pay.
Now, I will say that...
Are you drawing a picture over there?
No, I'm just sketching over here while I talk. But I will say that... this does nothing but up like Pat McAfee's already growing audience.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
And Shannon Sharpe doesn't need it. He's on a you know one of the big networks. But Pat McAfee, who is doing the YouTube and the Sirius,
he tweeted last night the GIF of Dave Chappelle holding up the fifth thing.
Fifth,
which. I really hope that we get Pat McAfee in a courtroom. That will be hysterical.
You know he wants to. You know he will.
And
he'll put it on
and
a
that's,
show.
That's why, like, that's not the guy you go after.
No, it's not. But
you go after us
yes,
for saying
indeed.
This.
You should try. But I think you're right when you say that he's picked the person that he can get money from.
Yeah.
And if this is truly defamation, what did Pat say about him? What's the word he used?
He called him a scumbag a lot.
To quote Pat McAfee, he called him a scumbag.
And he said a lot of other things. And keep in mind, one of Pat's boys is an owner of the...
the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, the Packers. Yes, yeah, Ty
right.
Schmidt
he's,
is a...
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
Yeah. And so, I mean, it's... And keep in mind, he has Aaron Rodgers on weekly.
I know. That's fascinating. I didn't think about that connection. That's interesting. So you probably got a lot of Green Bay fans who watch this show.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what made Favre sensitive to Pat McAfee's comments.
I think a lot of it is just he wanted to sue the people who could pay him. And he's hoping that Pat will just settle.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. Pat's not going to settle.
Yeah.
I'm not Pat's lawyer. I don't know.
and I don't think he has a case here. I just don't know.
I mean,
based on what I know, and it's not much, but.
I think, I would have to look into the, let me rephrase.
Get into the details.
I would have to have someone explain to me the details of the case.
This is something.
Because I'm not a lawyer.
This is something that we're going to follow closely here at Big Sad Fun. If this becomes a big event rather than a sad event, we will let you know.
Yes. I definitely, the main thing I wanted to say was just the incredible fall from grace that is at Brett Favre.
Yes.
Because there's kids who I coach who are like, yeah, Brett Favre was one of my favorite players.
Yeah. No,
it's like you were not even born before you retired. It's like,
exactly
yeah, I've seen
right.
clips of him online and he's awesome.
That's exactly right. And I was one of those guys who didn't like Brett Favre at first back in the 90s when he was playing his Cowboys.
But you have to respect the way that he played, though.
He was incredibly arrogant back then. I remember this.
Oh, yeah, always.
After he got his third MVP in a row, he came out and got a big contract extension, and he came out and said, well, I'm the best quarterback that's ever played a game, so I deserve this money. And I just remember being like, man, I hate that guy. But as he got older and continued to play, I liked him a lot.
The gunslinger.
Yeah, I like that. Like, love that attitude.
Potentially and doesn't I, know... what football is.
And to this day,
he was just playing backyard football.
Tony Romo says Brett Favre was his idol growing up because Romo grew up in Wisconsin or in Green Bay's fan base. And I think Tony Romo and Brett Favre had the identical careers with the exception that Brett Favre won a Super Bowl early. And then after that, he played just like Romo played.
Yeah.
I mean, gunslinger mentality. Winning games,
favorite.
Losing games.
I've sold the story on the podcast before, but we're in year two. He became friends with the backup. And he was like, hey, man, I got a question. Everybody keeps talking about, like, nickel and dime. Like, what is that? He was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I have no idea. He's like, those are different coverages. He's like, that makes sense.
Now,
I was like, Jesus.
Now he's getting in trouble for taking a lot of nickels and dimes. He should have
Which is
left with the kids.
You can. stealing from poor people in Mississippi is
that's
a different kind of low.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So we're going to leave that behind. Speaking of another athlete who's fallen from grace, I just want to mention real quick as part of our sad segment that Michael Irvin has been kicked off of Super Bowl coverage for the NFL Network
because he
talked to a woman.
I haven't seen anything about the story. I saw that he's countersuing.
Yeah.
But like I'm completely ignorant to it. So I don't know
what's going on, Michael, but
hopefully it all gets figured out.
I will just tell this one quick story about Michael Irvin. I think it was Pat. No, it wasn't Pat, but it was somebody who wrote a Sports Illustrated article for the Cowboys back in the late 90s. And they were like, man, I love Michael Irvin. The whole thing was like following Michael Irvin. Like, mm-hmm. like what can we say about this great receiver for the Dallas Cowboys? And he said, I love Michael Irvin because when he gets a first down, he stands up and he celebrates like he scored a touchdown. And when he scores a touchdown, he gets up there and celebrates like he just won the game. And when he wins the game, he goes out there and celebrates like he just won the Super Bowl. And when he wins the Super Bowl, he goes out and celebrates with hookers and cocaine. So he always knows what the next
level. Not wrong.
He always knows what the next level is, and he hits it.
That's very funny.
Our fun segment this week was going to be LeBron James versus Michael Jordan, the epic, long-lasting conversation. We're just going to tease that here because we want to do an in-depth kind of conversation about this because this is one of the conversations of our generation.
It's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of the epitome of a barbershop, which is kind of what we want this show to be.
Exactly.
Just a barbershop sports conversation.
And in light of LeBron's recent accomplishment, which Michael could never do, I think that it's worthy of a longer conversation than we had today. So, and the first time we've ever done this, but we're going to throw our fun segment to a different episode and do an in-depth analysis. That's a little bit of a teaser for you guys.
Hi-yo.
Come back for this conversation. If you've got opinions between now and then, tweet us at Big Sad Fun.
Or just text me. You probably have my number.
We have an intimate relationship with our 12 audience members. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Let's go Chiefs.
Let's go Eagles.